This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
The Better Together Conference saw the many different parts of our communities come together to explore what we need to start working towards to unify the collective letters under our rainbow. Is that something we can or even want to do or achieve? In order to look to our future, we have to look to our past. And instead of placing blame, we have to look for how our history can help us in the fights our community aren't yet ready to face and are on the horizon. We were at the conference last week, and we now hear from Jason Twazar McShane and Jamie Gardner as the torches pass from the gay conferences of last century to the LGBTIQ dialogues of the future.
Am I your lady, or am I your man, or non-binary, or gender diverse? It doesn't matter. When you reach for me, I'm going to do all that I can. We're heading for something, somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I am tired, but I'm ready to learn all about the power of love.
I love our communities with all my heart, more than I love the Essendon Football Club and the pop group ABBA. But we're painful. Sometimes we're awful. We have done much to diminish each other in recent times. We sabotage other people's work. We lie. We backstab. We get behind our keyboards and we become warriors who call out things as if we have the right to be the judges. Marriage equality took, I think when we formed Australian Marriage Equality back in 2004 or thereabouts, as one of the founding members, it took so 13, 14 years. And yes, and some of the key campaigners are here this weekend and welcome. Yes, it's a wonderful victory, but gee, it should not have taken that long. We should have had that 4 or 5 years earlier. And the reason we didn't have it 4 or 5 years earlier, I believe, is that we did not work together more collaboratively as we should have so we could get there faster. But we didn't get where we need to go with marriage, and that's a good example, fast enough. Let us not take 15 more years to get where we need to go with all of those spaces. We cannot afford to let anyone else die, to let anyone else suffer mentally and emotionally and physically any longer than we have to. And we owe it to each other to be better together and to make sure that we stand up for each other. And this weekend, you can listen to over 60 different spaces and areas and thoughts and ideas and take them with you and know how to champion their needs better than you ever have done before. And you can make friends with those people and build connections and relationships and bridges. There needs not be any fear anymore. If you want to wear a dress, of which I wish I could but would look terrible, if you don't want to wear a dress, if you are feminine, if you are masculine, if you are non-binary, you are fantastic and there is nothing wrong with you. We need to get our country up to speed and our communities up to speed so there can be no more fear and we can get where we need to go faster. And so let me just tell you, the Equality Project is not some pseudo peak body that has invented itself. The Equality Project is not some weird organization with no accountability. We're a company limited by a guarantee, and we are a small group of people who've worked to a vision that believes that by bringing back everyone together in a national conference, we can actually build those connections, bring visibility, provide education, and form relationships and bridges that are currently not strong enough and missing. I just want to say one more thing. It's okay that if you came here with your guard up. It's okay if you're angry because you've been hurt. And I personally feel like we've failed and that there are some people who should be here today but did not feel safe enough to come. And that is not just my fault, that is our fault. Because no one here is our enemy. And everyone, as far as we're concerned, and as far as this conference is concerned, starts afresh today and is forgiven because we've all stuffed up. You have the right to be here, you have the right to contribute your voice, and you have the right to know that you matter. I have the absolute pleasure now of introducing you to someone who is a true community champion over many decades. And what he is going to do today is something kind of special and do a handover from our original 70s and 1980s homosexual conferences to today's Better Together conference. So I'd ask you to warmly welcome Mr. Jamie Gardner.
I am here, as Jason says, to hand over. I see myself, perhaps, as was remarked a moment ago on the floor, as an ambassador from the past to the future. And where we are in the present is always between those two things. I'm delighted to be here with you all, and boy, that's a big all, with all of you here on the first such conference, the first national Australian LGBTI conference of this century, indeed of this millennium. And Jason asked me to be here because I was at the first such conference last century in 1975. It was a much narrower conference, but it was just as revolutionary. It was, as it were, a trickle which became the tributary, which became the large river which you are now creating and will navigate in the future. We look at history for lessons, what not to do, what to do, what worked, what didn't work, and we should try again. And all of those things are there in those first conferences. The first one, as I said, was here in Melbourne in 1975, in August 1975. They continued every year until there had been 11 in 1986, at which stage I think it would be fair to say that the disastrous health emergency of HIV/AIDS took over the energies of our by then growing but also afflicted communities. There'd been the occasional attempt in the past to generate some sort of national organisation, but this conference marks a new beginning, in my view, and I congratulate you all. And exactly what form of connection you get to is going to be very important. We shall see. Looking back at the first agenda, it's fascinating to see, and here it is, rather less documentation than you've got today. The first agenda included, interestingly, a workshop on Australian gay history. Some of you may not even have been aware that 1975 was part of Australian gay history, but even back then, we were having a workshop on Australian gay history. I don't remember the detail of what we discussed, but I'm sure we could find out if we go to the archives, which means I should pay respect to the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives, which came out of the fourth of these National Homosexual, or by then Conference of Lesbians and Gay Men, as the trickle grew and our communities recognised that we were larger than just that first smaller group. At the door of that first conference, one of the other participants in that first conference, Philomena Horsley, reminded me there was a little sign saying, "This conference is homosexual territory. There is no room for hatred of our lifestyles. We are here as blatant homosexuals. In a healthily aggressive manner, we declare ourselves a good thing." And we still are. From those foundations, beginning to find our way to this great river of a movement which, as the minister said, has achieved and has a lot more to achieve, I convey the message from the past, the foundation of the past, as something on which we can grow, you can grow, and be, as everyone will say today, better together.
Am I your lady? Or am I your man? It doesn't matter, 'cause whenever you reach for me, I'm gonna do all that I can. We're heading for something, somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I am tired, but I'm ready to learn all about the power of love.
That was Jason Chwazan McShane and Jamie Gardner speaking at the opening of the Better Together conference last week.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.